Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our convention banquet, which promises to be very entertaining. I actually received a telephone call from Kathy Skivers, who shared with me that she was able to hear everything last night on ACB Radio World. And she shared with me, she said, Donna, she said, it was great, but I think that maybe, I think we're 77 years in existence, not 76. So it's good to know that she's listening. Hi, Kathy. All right. Oh, and Margie from the other end says, actually, I think it was 78. Margie, you were there, right? Is that? Actually, Margie probably counts better than I do. That's what it is. Okay, somebody off in the hinterland said it's 77, so... Alrighty. Welcome everyone to our banquet. I hope that you enjoy the food, the company, the camaraderie. We're gonna have a mixture of a whole bunch of different things tonight. I wanna thank you, for experiencing this convention with me. Thank you for being kind of sort of good to me on my first convention. And they were very good to me, someone says off in the distance. Anyway, we do have a wedding off in the distance, as you hear. And I am very happy tonight because I am going to give the microphone over to our banquet MC. And I believe that all of you know him. Rob Turner joined CCB in 1970. And he says, yes, 1970. How old was I then? I don't remember. I'm getting dementia. Oh, I think that might have been an Al Gill off in the distance, huh? And everyone's laughing, so I guess it was. All right. I'm going to do a little introduction of Rob Turner. Membership in the council helped to boost his confidence as a student and shape his optimistic attitude toward blindness. He's been president of three chapters and served several affiliates as recording secretary. So does Rob move around all over the place? Is that yes. Three chapters? He never could find a job. Ooh. Oh, that sounds like an Al Gill again. Who let him in here?
It wasn't very good.
Who let him in here? The now, okay, cut him off now. Cut him off. I know. Connie said he hasn't even started. Oh, boy. We're in for a ride tonight, aren't we, folks? The council has provided a superb venue for learning about leadership and teamwork. Please, everyone, welcome our banquet MC, Rob Turner.
Oh,
Well, thank you, Donna. And of course, it's something I dream of, having a captive audience for a few minutes. Oh boy. But, you know, she told me, she said, you know, Rob, I'm asking you to do it because, you know, we want to have kind of a lighthearted banquet and you're usually not too serious. So, well, you know, I love to think about the human condition and so forth. So one night I have this vivid dream, and Alice knows about it. I wake up in the middle of the night and oh my gosh, I was responsible for the banquet dinner. And I served some people shrimp and they wanted crab and they were very upset. So what did that tell me? I said, Rob, don't take things too seriously. So that's what I've been endeavoring not to do. But on a little bit of a serious note, really, the CCB has been for me an excellent opportunity to, well, it's really been a life-changing thing, experience for me. You know, I've, as a student in college, I remember my rehab counselor before I got started, he said, well, I don't really think you're college material. Why don't we put you into a vocational program? And my chapter president said, no, don't let these guys push you around. Come on, you know, stand up for yourself. And then the rehab counselor wanted to give me at that time we needed 4-track tape recorders. He wanted to give me a 2-track tape recorder. I mean, I'm old, okay? No, I'm not 60 yet, so. But he said, so my president said, fight for your rights, stand up. So it really, when I say the CCB has given me confidence, I mean that, you know, in an optimistic point of view, I mean that very seriously. So, well, let's see, what's the procedure here? Do we start with the introductions right away, Donna? Okay, well, let's get that going first.
Please do the introductions, yes,
right.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, we've got the ACB Capital Chapter President, Deborah Thompson, on my far left. Yay.
Yay! Roger Adams, Pastor Ricky Adams.
We've got Pastor Ricky Adams and his wife Nancy from the Peace of the Valley Church, Peace Lutheran Church, Mill Valley. Next, we've got our CCB treasurer, Peter Pardini. We've got Frank Welty and his wife, Vita Zavoli, the governmental affairs director, Frank. Our CCB president, Donna Pomerantz. Jean Lozano's next, first vice president. And we have my sweetheart, the lovely Alice McGrath. And then me. We're going to have our keynote speaker, but he's not here yet. And then next to them is Leslie Tom and Jeff Tom. So let's get the microphone over to Pastor Ricky Adams for the invocation.
My name's Ricky Adams. I just want to thank you for this opportunity to share the invocation. And I especially want to thank my good friend Peter Pardini for inviting me and things like that. Tomorrow in our church year is what we call the fourth Sunday of Easter, or Good Shepherd Sunday. And so in light of that, the psalm for that Sunday that someone, I don't know who they are, assigns is Psalm 23. And I think that's very familiar to us, so I'll start with that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. Yet you restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so we pray. Dearest Shepherd, you in your grace have brought each of us to the tables prepared for us by your gracious provision. And so we ask you to bless the food we share, that it may be for our physical health. Dearest Shepherd, you have brought us to this place and time, not with enemies, but with friends and family. And you have already blessed us with happiness and joy and laughter. And we ask that you continue that this evening. Bless us with joy, that it may provide each of us with a sense of peace as we go our different ways this evening. All these things we ask through the great Shepherd of the sheep, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And we'll proceed to the next item as soon as I know what it is. But anyway, Donna told me not to take this. As I said, Donna told me not to take this thing too seriously. But you know, you gotta put on a suit and tie for these things. Sit up here, and that, you know, suit and tie always reminds me of serious things. So heck, the last time I wore this suit was when I went to Taiwan, thanks to a nice trip that our chapter member Sam Chen arranged. We were able to speak to the blind and visually impaired and officials. Taiwanese officials about employment of the blind and opportunities for employment, and basically how many opportunities there can be, you know, for us, and the kinds of jobs that we do, the kinds of training, and so that was very exciting. And we will wait. All right. You know, that's another thing about not taking it too seriously. I thought to myself, hey, I'm up here. I mean, I'm not really a storyteller. I'm not like, I can't do a Greyhound bus. I'm not a, you know, I mean, I'm not a John Dashney from Oregon, the storyteller that gets those yarns going. And I'm not an Alex Valdez. We've had him a couple of times. So I'm kind of thinking, what the heck am I going to talk about out here? And how much talking am I going to have to do? But anyway, we'll see what the next item comes up here. And I will tell a story before I'm through. I'm just not quite sure when to do it. So, anyway.
You could tell the story whenever you want.
Oh, I could tell a story right now? Oh, we don't need to. Oh, there
you're
is
the
no.
You're the man in charge here.
Oh, there is no. I thought we were waiting for some next event. Oh, okay.
Well, we can have an event if you like.
All right.
Now, I didn't mean it that way.
All right.
I was just wondering if there were any door prizes or anything.
Oh, there you go. There, the president's talking.
There might not be, though.
Oh.
I just, you know. Someone off in the distance says, we're all family.
Yeah.
We are. Oh, dear. Okay. Are we dysfunctional? Is that what you... That's what Foster said. Out of the mouths of our board of directors. Door prize. Do you want a door prize?
Hey, let's
I can't hear you. Do you want a door prize?
Yeah.
Hey. Say hello, ACB Radio World.
Hello, ACB Radio World.
Wow, Foster has a lot of air in there. All right, we will have a door prize. We have $20 cash and something else that I won't tell you about that Ed said he'd give because I'll just take it. Oh, Frank said, oh, fudge. It's fudge. $20 and fudge. Gene will draw my ticket.
Let's see, the winner is Rob Turner.
Joy Tilton. Oh, Joy Tilton.
That was a joke.
That was a joke.
Joy, will you please raise your hand?
Joy is not in the room.
Frank said she's really short. She better stand up.
She's not in the room.
No hands raised.
Joy Tilton.
Not here.
Not here.
Vince Calderon.
Hey! So instead of giving it to Vince, give it to Maria. Hooray for the sisterhood. Yes, okay. our mischievous twins. I do want to make sure the salads are being served now, correct?
Lily went to get them to start.
Lily went to get them to start. Gee, should we have another? Yes. What we have? Another what?
Hey.
Another what?
Surprise!
All right, here we go. We have a beautiful Asian style bag. It's a little bag. It has fortune cookies in it. And we also have with it a bag of fudge. I love that bag. I hope he picks my name. I love fudge too. Paul Patchy Senior, are you in the room? Paul, stand up or raise your hand so they can find you.
Paul Patchy
Senior. Senior.
That's Paul Patchy Junior.
Is Senior in here? No Senior. Good. You know, that beautiful bag would not have matched Paul Patchy Senior's attire. All right. Pedro Romero, where are you? Are you in the room? He took my black bag. Ay, 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 ay. Should we do another? What did you say? Let's do one more.
A goodie bag and
$25. Alrighty, we have a goodie bag and a t-shirt from the Capital Chapter, ACB Capital Chapter, and do we have dinero? $25 from ACB Capital Chapter. Is Shirley Manning in the room? Shirley Manning, raise your hand. Should we do one more?
Yeah!
One more what?
Surprise!
Can we say CCB is awesome?
CCB is awesome!
Wow. Can we say yay, Mutt Strut?
Yay, Mutt
Strut! What are we all going to be doing on September 10th? All right, this is great. We have $25 from the San Francisco chapter, and we have yummy, yummy fudge. Sheila Gunn Cushman, are you in the room?
She's not.
Sheila Gunn Cushman is not in the room. Pull another name. Donna Pomerantz wants that fudge.
Terry Coney.
Is Terry Coney in the room? She is. Alrighty. You know what?
Okay.
I hijacked it away from Rob. It back to you.
Yeah, well that's, hey, all these door prizes. I hope there's some more left for tomorrow morning because I plan to be at the session. So anyway, well this is, you know, it seems like I do have an extra couple of minutes here to tell my story. And it's a story that I am calling an exercise, a lesson in patience. Okay, a lesson in patience. All right. Now I'd like to get a shout out for everybody in this room who has experienced paratransit service. Can everybody say aye? Okay. That's quite a few. That's quite a good number. All right. So one of our this is a story about helping a chapter member. One of our chapter members, a fairly new chapter member, hadn't shown up to a meeting that we were expecting her to be at. So Alice checks in with her and finds out that she was hit in her wheelchair and near a shopping mall and was going to have to be in a rehabilitation center for about 6 weeks. And she said, "What can we do?" So her request was, can we help her get started learning Braille? Because she was losing her vision gradually. And so we thought, yeah, we can do this. Okay, so it worked out pretty well. We were able to take a CD of Braille lessons from where Alice works, and we were able to put it on the. Our president was able to loan her a Victor Reader stream that we could use. So we got the material onto the stream along with some. She wanted to read some medical books, so we got those set up. And make sure she had plenty of reading material. And so, and we also got some hard copy Braille for her to look at. So, that, you know, this took about a week and a half, 2 weeks maybe to get organized just by the time we got it all done. So, we're all prepared. We set up paratransit. We're taking the trip on a Monday, and we're going to meet her at her office at 3:30. And the ride was scheduled between 3:30 and 4. So we're sitting in the office, and you know how it is with paratransit. You got most of them give you a window that you have to wait, and so it's a half an hour window. Ours is called Outreach in the Silicon Valley. It's a half an hour window, so, you know, we're kind of talking, and fairly near the beginning of the window, this Alice's coworker starts talking about how they'd lost some rides out of the system, and they had to make a bunch of telephone calls, and, you know, and it just didn't occur to me at that point that our ride might have been affected. So we shoot the breeze. I could use another expression, but this is a family gathering. Shoot the breeze for 25 minutes or so, and I'm kind of thinking, gosh, we're getting right near the end of the window. And then it dawns on me, oh man, I hope they didn't lose, did they lose my ride? Did they lose our ride? So we have an automated system, in our paratransit. It's pretty cool. You dial the number, you put in your ID and password, and you can check your scheduled trips. So I do that. You have zero trips scheduled during the next 3 days. Oh boy. All right. So now we're going to help this gal one way or the other. So now I'm too cheap. I didn't want to spend $40 on the darn cab because it's about a, you know, 7 or 8 mile, maybe 10 miles. I don't know exactly, but I knew it was going to be too expensive to take a cab. So we get onto the local bus. It's an express. It takes us to the proper stop that's closest to where we're going. And at that point, once we get off the bus, I call Yellow Cab. I figure I better be at the, you know, they're going to, you know how these darn cab companies, they always say, well, are you at your destination now? Okay, well, I wanted to make sure I was. So I make the call. And, you know, I've got this new... these cell phones and all this text messaging stuff. So this particular cab company is modern, and they tell you when... Yeah. Oh, thank you. Brought me some water. That's good. They tell you when your cab has been dispatched through text messages. So one is dispatched within the first couple of minutes. I'm thinking, oh, great. Hey, this is cool. We're going to get picked up pretty soon. So anyway, 5 minutes later, get another message on the cell phone, another text message. Another cab has been dispatched. Oh, what's going on? Okay. Well, this went on for about 35 minutes, you know, and we're standing here. You know, Alice is, we both were standing, and it was, because we figured we'd get picked up pretty quick. All right. Finally, I said, I got to call Yellow Cab, and I got to actually talk to somebody, see what the heck they're doing. And they said, well, we send taxis out there, but they just don't seem to be, they're just not picking you up, you know. And I got to thinking about it later, and I kind of suspect that since we had a guide dog, I don't know this for sure, but I kind of wonder if we weren't getting passed by a couple of times. Because, I mean, I don't know any other reason why you'd get, you know, 6 or 7 cabs dispatched and nobody's picking you up. So, but anyway, we find another cab company, and fortunately, they pick us up within about 10 minutes. So that's pretty good. We're pretty happy. So we get into the cab. We're only going 1.5 miles. I mean, it's a very, very short trip. So all of a sudden, we hear expletive deleted, expletive deleted. This is an old Nixonian, Watergate reference. But clearly the cab driver is not pleased, and he's becoming rather agitated. All of a sudden, we are going 55, 60 miles an hour on a freeway. Oh, somehow he passed our destination and wound up on a freeway going the opposite direction of where we wanted to go. Oh, okay. So, he finally gets turned around and we finally get to where we're going. And the guy says, okay, that'll be $23 and so and so. I said, oh man, I'll tell you, I'm just glad to be here. I said, look, I'll pay you $10. And you know what? Just cause I'm so glad to get here, I'll give you $5 for a tip. So I paid him $15. Okay. All right. That's not so bad. Well, that's really the essence of the story. We everything went so great when we got in there. We thought we'd be there long before her dinner time, but she had plenty of time to have her dinner and everything, you know, it was well beyond that time. So, but she was great, glad to see us, and she learned how to use the stream very quickly, and she had the hard copy Braille, and I could tell we'd, gotten a good deed done. And so fortunately the rest of the evening went much more smoothly, and we were able to go and have a nice dinner at a Thai restaurant, and you know, I had an extra beer that night. So that's my story. And and from here, I don't know where we go. We just, why don't we just have our, I can hear the salads are being served now. So I think that means I get to eat and just kind of put down this microphone for a little while until somebody taps me on the shoulder and says, roll it along. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, may I get your attention, please, just for a couple of minutes here. I know we're still eating and everything, so we're going to actually turn it over now to Donna, and she's going to have a special announcement.
Actually, For those of you who might not have been in the general sessions, I don't know, you might have been somewhere else hanging out in exhibits or having a good time catching up with old friends, or we have a mix of some folks who haven't been around in a while, and it was great to meet you, and we have new folks. First-timer seminar was awesome. It was great. Sorry. It was wonderful. I wanted to do a little special something for those that weren't in the meetings or may not know, or maybe you might know. Frank Welty, our Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs, His last day working with CCB will be tomorrow. He's leaving us. And he is going to work for the Lighthouse. The commute is definitely a lot shorter. He was putting in probably 2 hours each way. 3 hours. Vita says, can you say 3.5? Frank probably had his pillow. You know, I'd see him with a backpack, and I always thought, wow, probably has his Braille, his computer, all kinds of stuff in there. That was probably his pillow, his blanket, you know, all that time on the train. But we are definitely going to miss Frank coming to Sacramento. I know that Ed and Lily will miss seeing him and Jeep. And Frank said, oh, they're going to miss Jeep. But Frank, I just wanted to say thank you very much from all of us for the 3 years that you've given your time to CCB as our Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs. And a little birdie told me, he just said, uh-oh. A little birdie told me that Frank has a sweet tooth. He has a sweet tooth. And so we wanted to give him a little something that would be easy to carry home. And somebody off in the audience said, what's her name?
Violet.
And Frank said, Violet. For those who don't know, that's Vita's guide dog. You hear that? Aww. And so we wanted to give Frank, we wanted to give you a gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. Just a little something to say. He's going, oh my, oh my. Here, let me wipe your chin with a napkin here. And it's a little something and to say thank you for the time that you've given us, and let's all give Frank a big, big hand. And if I give the microphone over to Frank. Frank said, well, I'm going to be leaving, but I'd really like it if I could serve on the Governmental Affairs Committee, because I still, you know, I love doing this work. And of course, he said, and I'll be more vocal. So I'm going to give the mic over to Frank so he can say a few words. And thank you so much, Frank, for everything. And we wish you well on your new part of your journey.
Thank you, Donna, and thank you, CCB. You've all been just so supportive, and it's been great, and it's going to continue as I continue being an active member of the organization. And thanks to Jeff and Donna for being two of the best bosses you could have, and to Ed and Lily for being two of the best office mates you could have. And it's been a great growing, I think, experience.
Can you say door prize?
I don't know. That was kind of weak. You don't want it, huh?
Yay!
Can you say
door prize?
Oh, I like that. And Ed's running on his segue over here. He just stopped, and let's see. All righty.
This is a goodie bag.
We have
and T-shirt.
We have an ACB Capital Chapter goodie bag and T-shirt, and it is for Carol Heinzman. Are you in the room? No hands. Frank's picking again. Who might it be?
Bernice
Kandarian,
she's
here. Bernice Kandarian! All righty. Rob, it's back to you.
But I really do want to say to Frank what a tremendous job he's done. I mean, it just the reports that he would present and the way he articulated the bills and just the way he organized the Washington seminars back there. Let's give one more round of applause for Frank. Okay, let's get started here. We're gonna, attention please. I know some of you are still eating, but we do want to get things rolling. You know, I like to get things done quickly, so here we go. I'm gonna turn it over now to, Robert Wendt. Robert is the chair of our CCB Scholarship Committee. And he's going to describe some of this year's winners. So, Robert, over to you.
We have four individuals that received scholarships, and two of them are here this evening, and I'll talk a little about them. The money came for all the scholarships. Excuse me. The money for all the scholarships came from Active Blind Incorporated and CCB General Scholarship Fund. Yeah. Well. So our first individual is Sherry. Thank you very much, Ed. Sherry Gabrielson, and she is attending San Francisco State University. Working. I forgot I was up here. I had to let that happen. Okay. She's working on a master's degree in visual impairment, and she is ready to graduate, which ought to be a whole lot of fun. And her primary interests were to work with in the education system, but in her exploration, she's kind of found some other things that she might like to do, so she's going to kind of go a little bit different direction. Her education is important to her, however, and here we go. She feels very strongly about Braille literacy. And that it gives a better understanding of spelling, grammar, and sentence structure. So her avocation is, oh, this is interesting, voiceover actor. And that allows her to kind of play with her creative side. And what else do we have here? Yeah. I'm having trouble here. And oh, and it helps her break down barriers that people may have about the blind or visually impaired. Yeah, that's
good.
Anyway, let's have a hand for Sherry.
Oh, thank you, everyone. I wanted to thank everyone from the Scholarship Committee. And, okay, everyone from the Scholarship Committee, thank you very much. The money has really helped last semester. I ended up having to take online classes because my sciatica literally took me down, took me off my feet for about 6 months. And I still planned to student teach at that time. However, it was starting to look like working in the elementary environment was not going to be a good option because of the lousy furniture and bad posture. So in the meantime, I had put in an application at the call center at Travis Air Force Base. Well, within a few days, I had to decide, do I still student teach or do I go for this wonderful job opportunity that pays well? Transportation is a little tricky, but it's working out. And this also allows me to work in communication, some of the background I have, and in education as far as helping. I've already helped to train some of my fellow new hires. And later on, when I'm more experienced on the board, I'll have, of course, new hires connected up to me while they're in training. So it's perfect. I get to use my teaching skills. And then with the voiceover, I realize it also helps me with that because I'm theater trained. I'm trained to project to the back wall so everyone could hear. But on a live mic, a microphone doesn't like that. So I work with a headset on. I hear Jaws in one ear, the customer in the other, and I'm on a microphone. So it gives me a chance to remember, tone it down. And so I recently auditioned online for the Aflac Duck. Didn't make it, but got a nice rejection letter. And my next goal now is to start looking for mobile home parks in Solano County so we can cut down on the commute expenses and to buy a larger mobile home. And it feels good that I'm living a lifelong dream that I'm finally, my late 50s, I'm fully employed. And it is wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, and I'd like to add that I had nothing to do with the scholarships I'm reading this evening. This is due to the hard work of our previous scholarship committee, and I just wanted to acknowledge them.
Oh.
Sorry.
Put it up.
Anyway, our other recipient is Tamar Solomon, and Tamar is currently attending East Bay. Used to be Hayward. Anyway, she is majoring in psychology and was majoring in psychology. Pardon me. That's what happens when you have people reading that they can't see. it was an American that she had gotten started volunteering, and she had an amazing experience at one of her sites for her volunteering, and it led her to be interested in the field of speech pathology. One of the things that I found, and I kind of highlighted this, I thought this was extremely mature, and I kind of like the growth this shows in some of our young people that are coming up. And I'm going to read a quote here. She wrote, as my vision has slowly decreased over the years, I have become increasingly... Boy, I'm missing something. Oh, I began to increasingly understand the importance of being able to ask for and receive help. And I just, I felt good about that. I thought it was very mature. Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you. I think that's it.
Hello. So I'd just like to say thank you so much to the Council of the Blind, the Scholarship Committee, Active Blind, Inc. It's been an amazing help having this scholarship, not being able to work while I'm in school. So it's really been wonderful. And I'm loving my program, and I'm so lucky to be there. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Robert. I wasn't sure that was the end, but now I know it is. So. All right. And next, I'm going to turn it over to the CCB second vice president, Roger Peterson, and he's going to present awards for individuals who've served CCB or done something great in the community. And it's always a pleasure to hear about people, what they've accomplished. So here's Roger.
Okay, I have some awards here from the awards committee, oddly enough, and I want to, let me think now. Who's on the awards committee? There's Mary Beth Randall, there's Michael Williams, and Susan Hyatt. I think that's it, isn't it? Yeah. And we have two humanitarian awards and one community service award to give tonight. So here we go. The first humanitarian award that we have to give is to a person whom I don't know, but I have heard lots of great things about him. He is a long-time volunteer. He has volunteered in various venues and various kinds of formats. Anyone that I've talked to who has worked with him says that he is, as we put it on the plaque, a door opener. That is to say, he opens doors for blind people, particularly to recreational activities, things like camping and skiing and kayaking. And in order to do that, he does all kinds of stuff, like driving, mentoring, coaching, companioning, you know, like ski guiding, and all this kind of jazz. And he's just, by all reports, a major door opener for blind folks to get into these things that maybe they didn't think they could do. So the first humanitarian award that we're giving tonight is to be presented to Mr. Robert C. R.C. Upham.
The plaque says California Council of the Blind Humanitarian Award to Robert C. R.C. Upham for his volunteer service as teacher, coach, mentor, guide, driver, philosopher, and door opener for people who are blind or visually impaired to recreational pursuits such as skiing, canoeing, and camping, dedicating countless hours to such organizations as Sierra Regional Ski for Light and Enchanted Hills Camp, presented this 14th day of May 2011 in the city of Sacramento, California.
Are you here?
I'm here, and I don't know the person described on this plaque. I'm just floored, and thank you very much. Wow.
Okay, well, congratulations, R.C. RC Coca-Cola. No? All right. Now, this time, so the last humanitarian award was a volunteer. And the humanitarian award is kind of a general purpose award. It's sometimes given to a volunteer, sometimes to a professional person, sometimes to an organization or a business. This time, we have we're giving it to a professional person who a lot of us really feel is a special person and has done a lot for young visually impaired people. We really want to acknowledge that. We've acknowledged some of the things he's done indirectly, but we feel it's time to really acknowledge him. The award, and I understand he's not here this evening because of a conflict, and that the award will be sent to him. The humanitarian award is being presented to Dr. Stuart Wittenstein. I'm really going to be in trouble now because I've just been reminded that I didn't say that Kathy Skivers is on the scholarship committee, the awards committee. I'm in for it now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're in trouble.
And the plaque says, California Council of the Blind Humanitarian Award to Dr. Stuart Wittenstein, who, as superintendent of the California School for the Blind in Fremont, has been a staunch advocate for the education of children and youth who are blind and visually impaired, for the use and teaching of Braille, and for the opportunity for the students to engage in real-world work experience in preparation for real-world careers. He's also a nationally renowned leader to preserve the specialized school as part of the continuum of educational services available to children and youth who are blind and visually impaired, presented this 14th day of May, 2011, in the city of Sacramento, California.
Okay, that award will be conveyed to Dr. Wittenstein with our love and gratitude and all that kind of stuff. Bernice told me not to say all that kind of stuff. So I'll say it a few more times. Now, one of the highest level awards that we present in this organization is the Community Service Award. The Community Service Award is an award that is presented to someone, to a blind person who is active in the community in such a way as to exemplify integration of blind people into the community by doing work not only for blind people but for the community. And by that means, you know, teaching the blind community about the community and the community about the blind community. This person that is getting this award, I think, does not know about the award. And that we will probably give it away here pretty soon. This is a person that I do know quite well, that I feel particularly happy to present this award to. If I say what I need to say next, it's probably going to give it away. Oh, well. A professional person who has, even though leaving full-time, active, paid participation in the profession, still is proud, is competent at that profession, and is proud of it, and used it to make blind people, make the blindness community aware of issues in the health professions, and health professions aware of issues related to blindness and visual impairment. besides being active in a chapter, Silicon Valley Council of Blind, and an affiliate, Council of Citizens, California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. She coordinates the health library at the Vista Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Does a lot of health-related issues and health-related lectures and trainings. And beyond that is the old clarinetist in ye old town band every summer Sunday in the park. We're presenting this community service award to Dawn Wilcox, RN, BSN. California Council of the Blind Community Service Award to Dawn Wilcox, RN, BSN, who has made use of her professional competence and pride as a nurse to educate the blindness community about health and the health community about blindness and visual impairments. She is a leader in her local chapter, the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, as well as the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, and coordinator of the health library at the Vista Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Palo Alto. And she bills herself as ye old clarinetist on summer Sundays in the park in Los Altos in ye old town band, presented this fourth day of May, 2011 in the city of Sacramento, California. Say something, Dawn.
I'm actually tearful. I never thought I'd get such a high award. Really, thank you very much. But I wondered why Gail told me that I was going to get an award from the Santa Clara chapter. I mean, the SAMA chapter. Did that have anything to do with this? Okay, well, anyway, and then Roger told me to wear my earrings.
That's right. I told her that she should wear one of her two pair of earrings. One pair, that is, not one earring.
You bushwhacked me
on an award one time.
I know.
This is payback.
Bernice asked me way back to help write the thing for Darwin something?
Derwick
McDonald National thing. And we kept it secret from him till they got halfway through the, this person, I was like,
Thank you.
You deserve it, Dawn. We love you. Bernice said, I didn't say that she's also known as the little red hen, because she always does it herself. All right, so that's the story with my awards. Do you want publications awards now, or do you?
Okay, that's what we're going to do next. We're going to keep it in the family. We're going to turn it over now to our publications chair, Bernice Candarian. Let's hear it for Bernice.
Strawberries?
Yep, strawberries.
Oh, thank you. Oh, good. Okay, yes, I just got my appropriate dessert. I want to thank a very hardworking publications committee, and I'll try not to forget anybody, as Roger did. our editor, Judy Wilkinson, Winifred Downing. Winifred Downing, Evelyn Drury, Peter Schellen, oh, I forgot, Donna Sanchez, I got them out of alphabetical order there, Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker, Susan Schulter, I think that's seven. Okay, we didn't have as many articles this time to choose from, and so I would like to give a pitch for people to please write articles and contribute them. And if they don't get printed in the very next BC, they will be printed in the after. We have to be very careful with our size limitation, but we need We need articles from the members as part of the total package. Let me get my act together. Was this okay. So this year's issue-oriented category, I want to give honorable mention to Catherine Skivers for her article, A Historical Perspective, or Historically Speaking, A Statement of Principles. I don't have my machine tonight, so I'm trying to remember. Not doing very well. But this year's winner is Winifred Downing for her article on Today's Blind Child in School. As you know, Winifred is no longer attending conventions. She does not know that she's receiving this award this evening, but I will give her a call and let her know. But she continues to write and contribute to the publications committee. Yes. Yes.
That's what it was, yeah.
Well, there was an article about Wynn, and she wrote an article, and this is for her having written an article and submitted it. Okay. Lifestyle article for this year, honorable mention goes to Tuan Nguyen. It was an extremely close contest, and Tuan wrote a great article about his very first ACB convention. And Tuan, we want to encourage you to continue to submit articles, because we think... the winner of this year's lifestyle article is Dave McElroy, for his article about traveling abroad. It's easier than you think. Is Dave in the room? He is?
He's traveling abroad.
He's traveling abroad. I know he's at the convention, but I didn't know whether he would be at the banquet. I'll have Ed read the plaque and we'll get it to him.
California Council of the Blind Publications Award, Best Lifestyle Article of 2010 to David McElroy for traveling abroad. It's easier than you think. The Blind Californian, Spring 2010, presented this 14th day of May 2011, the City of Sacramento, California.
No. No. So thank you very much, and keep those articles coming.
All right. Thank you, Bernice. Very, very nice. A shout out to Wynn. I hope she's listening. Let's see. Next, we're going to go to membership. Let's see. They tell me that the chair is some guy named Dave Jackson. Anyway, Dave, I don't know. Are you presenting the awards, or is artists... Okay, very good. We'll get you a mic and take it away.
Thank you very much, Ed. Thank you. Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing? Good. I just wanted to say that we had a wonderful breakfast this morning, and I wish more of you will attend the next time around. The award that I'm presenting is for the most members, and let's see, San Gabriel has the highest percentage, and excuse me, thank you. Okay. And then the highest number of members is CCLVI.
Right.
Pardon me? Growth. The highest growth. Thank you very much, artist. Thank you.
LV. All right, Dave. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I'm going to bring the mic back up. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see. Let's figure out what's...
I wanted to make a quick announcement, if I might. We have the total number of sweepstakes tickets sold, which is 821 tickets. We have, and so the total dollar amount at this point is $4,105. And if anyone, Lily is here on her segue, if anyone is interested in purchasing sweepstakes tickets tonight, raise your hands, and Lily and company. I don't know if Lily could do it all on her own, because I bet all those hands are going to be going up all over the place, because the proceeds, of course, from sweepstakes tickets go to help the funding of the Blind Californian. And the first prize is $1,000 in cash. That drawing will happen tonight, by the way, so you still have a chance to get in. Again, the cash prize is $1,000. The second prize is a balloon ride for two. That's a nice one, too. And Avi says that at several places, I couldn't hear you, Avi. What, where? Anywhere in the hot air, Avi says. Avi, are you smoking? Oh, don't say that. Frank says they could do that all over Sacramento. Ay, ay, ay. My goodness. And the third prize are tickets to Knott's Berry Farm and a hotel stay, in case if you have to go from far away. That would be very fun. Oh my gosh, they have this restaurant over there with all, Margie says the best fried chicken. And Frank says the world's best log ride. Is anybody buying? All right. Ooh, that makes me happy. So, the fourth prize is a Keurig coffee maker. Does anybody watch QVC? That you know what the... Yes! So you know what the Keurig coffee maker is. Vita says no, but... So then you don't watch In the Kitchen with... Who is in the kitchen now? David. David's in the kitchen. On Sunday mornings, yeah. So he does that, talks about that Keurig... Oh, and Wednesday night, too.
You know my name, not Eric Mean.
Wow. You know, I remember In the Kitchen with Bob. And then all of a sudden, one day, there was no more Bob.
You know, like, they announced my name or the number?
There was a stranger.
Oh, it's going to get three.
His name was David. So that's the fourth prize. I believe it makes a cup at a time, correct?
Okay, sure.
Yes. And you don't have to deal with the grounds and all that other stuff, so.
What?
The grounds, the coffee grounds. You just put the little container in there and you push a button and whoa, yummy coffee. It's called the what? K-cup? K-cup. Aisha says it's called the K-cup. Somebody said something at the table because I heard someone laughing and clapping. I don't know if I want to know. Frank says that sounds like something that Mitch would have said if he were here. Babe, are you landed yet on the plane? Are you home? So how's it going with those sweepstakes tickets? Are we... We're... All right. Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome.
They even convinced me to buy a few.
All right, Rob! Woohoo! But remember, what you do, write all the same name on all those tickets, Donna Pomerantz. And say, okay, I got all your information, Donna Pomerantz, Donna Pomerantz. I like that. That's great. Wait a minute, no refunds, Margie. All of a sudden, I heard Margie say, I want my money back. No refunds, Margie. Sorry. Well, you're loud. Oh, excuse me. Vita's trying to make me be politically correct, and she said, Margie is expressive. That's what it... Oh, everybody's laughing at that one. Okay. We even got some applause. Yeah. No, the thoughts. I see. So, we have people up here at the head table who want to buy tickets.
Okay, we will be there.
All right. So, can I... I don't know. Everybody's busy. Okay, I have a quick question. Has anyone else done any other raffles?
Oh.
Does GD, a little birdie or a little puppy, told me that GDUC has a raffle? Oh,
yeah.
Louis said it was a flea. So I'm hearing that GDUC had a raffle. And was GDUC wanting to give me my give away the prize? Tonight? I'm not a member, that's right. Well, you always, you know, nobody loves Seymour. So that's my cane. My cane is Seymour.
They used to be Lester's clock.
So, does GDUC... Okay, I heard a, I'm coming. Oh, the barking dogs. Ah, here they come. Puppies and all. I'm going to give the microphone away. But keep buying. Keep buying. Uh-oh. Somebody stepped on a dog. All right. I'm going to give the microphone over. Oh, Ed has a microphone. Gene is going to draw the... All of a sudden, everybody's calling out his name.
Oh, yeah.
So how many friends do I have?
So how many friends does Gene have? How many friends? All right. I'm going to give the microphone over to Diane.
Yeah, absolutely.
The winner is Connie Gill.
I didn't get any tickets, so I don't know what happened.
You want to take it over?
I might be Eric Mee, even though I'm not really.
Hang on.
Him. Oh, yeah.
The prize is $56.
No, thank you.
I'll go on a Connie suite after.
I didn't hear what Connie said. People are asking how much money was it? Connie got $56. Woo! And everybody is saying, oh, where's my soft drink? Where's my soft drink?
Want to stand up?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You can't do that.
Oh, okay. He's got it. Hey.
All right.
Control.
No problem.
Folks are still buying those sweepstakes tickets, aren't they? So, do we have any other raffles? Do we want a... What do we want?
Door prize.
Wow. Somebody said not loud enough. What do we want?
Door prize.
Wow.
Oh.
So we now have a bag of fudge. Can you say Donna Pomerantz?
Donna Pomerantz.
Oh, wow. I wish it was so. Bunny Smith, are you in the room? Bunny Smith. No bunny. Frank said she... Oh, she is in the room. Frank said she didn't hop away. All right. So are we still selling sweepstakes? All right. This is great. Okay. Do we want another puerta? That's door. Who wants... Oh, what, Mona? No, I want a puerta. It's a door. Okay. Premio de puerta. Un premio, that's prize. And Frank is trying to speak Spanish up here, and he's testing his, doing a tongue twister over here. All righty, do we want another?
Door prize.
Okay, you know what? That music is really loud. Can we say what we want really loud?
Door prize.
Wow.
Yeah, she did.
All right, we have another bag of fudge.
Hey!
Andrea Pitzenberger, are you here?
Oh, Andrea's
not. Andrea Pitzenberger is not here.
Oh.
I'll take the fudge home to her.
The
Richard
case,
Coney.
Oh, Richard's here.
Where are you, Richard?
Hey, shake him up. Shake him up.
All righty. Okay. Now, I know we're still doing some sweepstakes, but I'm going to give it over to Rob to announce the next part of our banquet.
Is it the speaker?
Okay. Thank you. Let's, we have got a guest speaker.
No, we're not.
Chapter donations.
Oh, that's very important. Don't want to miss chapter donations. Very critical. So, all those chapters who wish to donate to CCB and make an announcement, please do so now. Please,
if we can have
yes,
you
Ed,
raise your
and
hand.
Ed will be looking, so please raise your hand.
Okay, this is Pam Polgy. I'm the treasurer of the San Gabriel Valley chapter, CCB. But I haven't told what I'm going to give you yet. we're honored and pleased. Our chapter is honored and pleased to give $300 to the general fund. And $300 to the scholarship fund. Thanks so much. God bless.
Any other hands? One over here in the corner. Come in.
Good evening. Baby a Chapter is privileged to give $300 to the general fund.
Hey!
Any other hands? One over here in the corner. To make a donation, raise your hands, please. Going once, going twice, missed it by that much.
Okay, now we're going to move on to our guest speaker. His name is Joseph Hamilton. He's a rather tall fellow, 6'5". He is a gold ball Paralympic team member. I don't remember. Did you guys win? No. Still working on it. Okay, he'll be participating. He's a graduate of the University of Western Michigan University. He works for the California Access News Program at the Sacramento Society for the Blind. I don't think we... Anyway. And let's see. Was there anything else I wanted to say? No, I think that's... Oh, yes, that's right. He won an amateur comic contest in Michigan. So without further ado, I'm turning the mic over to him. Thank you.
So I'm not one for random movie references, but how many people in here have watched the Titanic? So I am a, I'm sort of feeling like Jack Dawson right now, except that I don't want anyone to sink this building or drown me when this is over. Not quite sleeping under a bridge and then drinking wine in the grandest hotel in Sacramento tonight, but I came here, I came here sort of in a very, a state of discombobulation. I was here yesterday, for the first time at a California Council of the Blind convention, and very, very happy to be here, tonight. The funny thing is, as I walked up about 20 minutes late here tonight, the tickets for the banquet were sold out. And so I was standing out there, and a lady comes up and she says, "Are you Eric Mee?" And I said, "No, but I know him." And she said, "Would you happen to have a phone number for him?" I said, "No, but I can try to get a hold of him." So I made the attempt. Eric was supposed to be here tonight speaking in my place, and I want to tell everyone here, I know Eric, I think he's a tremendous individual, but you will be glad you didn't spend $30 to see him tonight. So when I was, I said to Jeff Tom, very seriously, I said, "Listen, if you need a speaker, I'll talk." And they said, "Okay, we need a speaker." And they said, "Come on in, have a seat." So that was really cool, because here I am with you folks tonight on the grandest hotel in Sacramento, drinking champagne with you fine people. And there was always the concern that there might have been car trouble or something that would allow Eric to show up. But I put him on a time limit. I said, "If I get to eat his food and drink his wine, I'm not giving this microphone up to him. So, if you're here, thanks for coming." So then the other challenge, of course, was to find something that would be fun, funny, and maybe have a little bit of a message, and entertain the fine California Council of the Blind. So the only thing I could think of that was somewhat funny, actually very funny, to have stories about was me. So tonight I'm gonna mix in some anecdotes and tell you guys a little bit about my journey in this blindness game we play. So I grew up in Michigan and had several opportunities to get involved in different activities as a young student. Braille literacy was something that was very big and very important, although it wasn't until I came to California in 2008 I learned about this fantastic Braille challenge. So I'm very jealous of all of you who have had a chance to participate in that event, who have had a chance to win that event. And it's really spectacular, and I think that I certainly, because I am a competitor by nature, would have enjoyed doing that in Michigan Plus to get to meet a lot of other blind and low vision people, which is extremely important. In fact, the whole hope for me coming yesterday, people said, well, what are you going out to the convention for? You're not really familiar with CCB or even the ACB organization. I said, there's two things. I want to promote my Access News program, and I want to expand my social network. So I got to say, if this doesn't do it, boy, do I need a personality adjustment. I mean, there was a few things that have struck me tonight, sitting here at the table, just kind of writing some jokes maybe that would be close to home. Probably would have been a lot easier to write them if I had one of those fancy Apexes I saw yesterday. My goodness, that thing is pretty remarkable. And I am not so much a savvy person, so I like touched it, and then the Braille display jumped. I'm like, did I break it? Stop moving! I read Braille at a third grade level. Calm down. It was really fun to be in the exhibit hall, but the jokes that I have actually are honestly just sort of off the cuff. So I apologize if you get bored. And also too, made me very nervous because I came in here, I sat next to Jeff, and the first thing they brought out was salad with freaking tomatoes on it. So that was. That was never a good start since we've got the black jacket on tonight. But then I thought maybe if I could just duck behind Jeff and Leslie over here, I could be safe. No way you would throw tomatoes at them. So the first thing I wanted to say is what an opportunity for me to come here tonight on what is one of the biggest nights of the year for this organization and see someone who has put in years of dedication and loyalty and is now taking another step. Frank, I just want to say one more time, congratulations, man. Those 6 hours, you don't have to be on the train, buddy. Holy moly. I expect to see you at Borp Goalball on Wednesday nights. That's my requirement now. You got to bring Vita back. She was telling me she was a star in New York, and so we got to have her back. So, but anyway, the one thing I did want to say is it was very concerning to me, Frank. Nobody has told me what you're doing for the Lighthouse. Are you like a secret agent or something?
Lighthouse for the Blind, also known as the Blind CIA, recruits Frank Welty to be their national language. I heard he spoke Spanish, so maybe that's him. He's going to be a code breaker. He's going to find out just what those car companies are doing to make sure those cars are going to make noise. We got Frank on the job here. No, honestly, congratulations. And at some point, I will find out what you're doing down there. I love working with Tony Fletcher. I love working with Richard Retta. We've done a lot down in the Bay Area to just kind of expand of the sport of goalball, working with Wittenstein, right? Wittenstein? He's great at the School for the Blind in Fremont to allow us to have some Sunday goalball down there, which has been really fantastic. Of course, the Borp tournament that happens every fall in November, December. I guess that would be considered winter where I'm, but out here, you know, it's get a little rain, huh? I better get an umbrella. It's been really a lot of fun working with them to see the Lighthouse folks. I got a great opportunity. Not last summer, I missed out on it because I was traveling with the USA Goalball team, but in 2009, I went up to the Enchanted Hills camp for a day, got a chance to see some of the great work they're doing with the youth, and I love that there's a place that is a camp specifically for people who are blind and low vision in this state. I think that's fantastic, so it's a testament to what you're doing at the Lighthouse, and keep up the good work, and Frank, you're going to make a good asset to them, and they'll be happy to have you. Congratulations again. You don't have to clap. He's sick of it. You people think you're getting rid of me. Are you crazy? Like, now I can stop writing. I can start talking. You're all in trouble.
And then also, a really fun thing that happened here tonight with the scholarships, both Sherry and Tamar. What cool situation to be a part of tonight. Two different demographics, two very, different people, both on the same path to education, to employment, and to success. And so I really feel honored to be here tonight to watch you receive those awards. Congratulations to you two again as well. So I came up in the sport of goal ball. That's where I was. I was introduced to it at a sports camp for youth in the state of Michigan that was hosted by Dr. Sue and Paul Ponchilla at Western Michigan University. And I really grabbed a hold of the sport of goal ball from a really young age. And I had a terrific, and I feel like a name dropper here, but I apologize. I'm just kind of going with the flow. Colette Bowman, who was a teacher of the visually impaired and also received a certification to work with deaf students, and then my orientation mobility instructor, Susan Bradley. Now, if there's any chance that they're out there in the ACB world tonight listening, thank you so much, because your opportunities to me have put me right here in this place tonight, and I really appreciate that, of course. So it's been a fun road, and I was born with a visual disability because of exposure to rubella while in the womb. And it affected the development of my eyes. Some say also my brain, but, you know, huh? Listen to them. So the opportunity, yeah, absolutely, I'm working on it, that's for sure. The opportunity to have some sight when I was younger led me to be able to ride a bike, to read with a CCTV while I was learning Braille, but it also led me to have several unfortunate meetings with tree limbs, telephone poles, slide poles, those damn swings everybody loves so much, you know? Stupid merry-go-round, you know, come on, that's it. And the funny thing is that I often give thanks to being totally blind, except for on those rainy days as I'm walking to and from the office or the grocery store, where God displays his sense of humor and slaps me across the face with a damn wet tree branch. I could definitely do without that. And of course, as Rod told you, I'm 6'5", so there was some great ideas. There was some great ideas. I've heard that, right? Get a guide dog. That's terrific. No, and that's one of the things I was going to say is, and here we go, my first opportunity to test the sense of humor of the room. I said, if there is a guide dog who can stop me from running into tree branches, I just might have to buy some damn peanut butter. I'm sorry, I apologize. Too far, too soon. No, actually, you're right. Get a guide dog is a great piece of advice, and I feel proud to be up here getting advice dispensed to me. But one of the ideas that was given to me yesterday, I thought, what a great idea, and this is why CCB is so successful, because they come up with outside-of-the-box opportunities. Somebody suggested I get a miner's helmet with a helicopter blade on the top, and I could just walk down the street and just chop the heck out of those tree branches. I do feel, though, at some point I may have a break mentally and just take, you know, a hatchet or a steak knife to work. And people will be driving down the street and go, what the hell happened to the trees on this block? So, but I do say that that I am sometimes very proud or glad to be totally blind, because I have to rely on the mobility resources available to me. I use a long white cane, and I'll say, without shame, predominantly because it's free. Hey, it's all about honesty. I love it, though. I really do. I love using a cane. It's really good. And actually, I find myself giving mobility critiques. The other day, I was walking down S Street, and I got to a street corner, and I came up to the street corner. I just kind of cleared the crosswalk, you know, the slant in the sidewalk. And to the left of me was a pole. Ding! Cane hit the pole. And I thought to myself, man, have I come full circle, because in college, I would have plowed right into that damn thing. So, I got the best of him this time. So, now the unfortunate part about it is now I can't, like, have mixed drinks and walk down S Street, because he'll get his revenge.
But I really have some fun stories that I'd like to share with you tonight, because I love the blind experience. I have to tell you, the challenges that individuals face on a daily basis, some can seem like, you know, they're climbing mountains or just sifting the sand. But overall, when you get a chance to sit back and laugh at yourself and have an opportunity to realize that with a lot of things that are going on, this gig just ain't that bad. It's really fun. So, but I have a friend of mine who plays on the goalball team with me. He suffers from RP, retinitis pigmentosa, and he has some holes in his vision, but he does have, with correction, enough sight in the state of Utah to have a driver's license. And for whatever reason that we can't define necessarily, he really has a problem parking his car and then getting out and using a cane. Now, that's fantastic. I understand. You don't want to make a whole mall full of pedestrians more nervous than they might already be, you know. They're all doped up on Starbucks coffee. Oh my God, look at the blind guy. What are you going to do? You know, he's just there going so. But for any of you who are familiar with RP and some of the side effects, I guess that's probably not the right word, but heck, we'll use it. One of the side effects of RP is when you go from light to dark or dark to light, it's one hell of an adjustment. And so for him, a nearsighted guy who, with correction, can drive and does so safely and responsibly, he'll go strolling into Best Buy, no big deal, yeah, it's a bright sunny day, great, you know, I can see well enough to drive my car, but oh man, did I or my private parts didn't see that metal bar I just ran into. And I say, thank you for allowing me to be responsible enough to use my cane. And I know it's a personal responsibility, but for me, being that 10 or 11 year old kid riding the bike around the neighborhood, my parents grounding me every chance they could get because I refused to wear one of those stupid bike helmets, you know, running around the schools which had fire doors which they took off, so it was just these bars, you know, and you just could absolutely decapitate yourself. I say thank you for being blind. Now, I also had another friend of mine, nearsighted guy. I was at his house one time. We're in the summer. He had a great day. We went out to the mall, just did a lot of really productive stuff. Went home. We're sitting in his living room. We're eating Cheetos. Said, there's some Cheetos. Right? He says, hey, man, let's see what's on TV. He flips on the tube, you know, and then have this fancy box in the corner of the screen, you know. Who has that stuff in 1995? So he's flipping through the channels, and he comes to this channel that's kind of dark, and the voice is very deep. And he gets curious. He's like, oh man, this looks cool. What's this? And he leans down, he puts his face right, like 2 inches from the TV screen. And then the voice on the TV is happy to inform us, this is a human testicle. And of course he's going, ah! You know, he's jumping back. He's flying out of the chair, dumping Cheetos everywhere, tripping over himself, running around. Oh God, don't let me do that. And I sat in the rocking chair across the room laughing, going, thank you for being blind. So sports was my background. It's a place where I really got to know a lot of people who are blind and visually impaired. And you know, it's really funny because I think that one of the battles that I've fought with myself since I graduated from college in 2002 is, you know, how do I make that leap? How do I find the social balance between wanting to be a leader and a champion of this blindness cause, as well as slide my way into a social network group that is made up more of the general population, folks who are not low vision or blind. And I find myself in times really beating myself up. You gotta get out there. You gotta befriend some people. You have to find a freaking ride to Target. Come on, do something. Oh my goodness, right? And then I get to come here to this convention and I get to be in this room with, what, 800 people? Is that, I don't know, right? Is that what it is? And we have absolutely conflicting pasts. We have absolute, maybe inspirational or just plain Jane everyday futures. But tell me that when you get here and you take those bags out of that taxi or you get off the hotel shuttle and you come in, you know that this is home, baby. Is that right? I love it. Isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? So sports was huge for me. Competing. I was a wrestler in high school, as I've met some of you in the last day and a half who also were successful on the wrestling mat, or maybe not successful. Jeff over here is telling me he was the team tag dummy, maybe. I don't know. Is that what happened? And then he turned into the ACB punching bag. Come on, Jeff, get out of here. What are you doing? I always wanted to compete in sports because I have two older brothers who are both very successful high school basketball players, and I wanted to be better than them in sport. That was it. And so I went out for wrestling, and I went to some of the wrestling tournaments, and it was an enjoyable thing to see guys on the team that you practice and sweated with compete and succeed. But when you went out there to compete, man, you were on your own, kid. Right? It was you and whether or not you screwed up, kinda. If I let them throw me in a headlock, I'm screwed. I guess I shouldn't do that. Man, why didn't I think of that 15 years ago? Oh man, well, I think that overall, it started to feel like, to me, I wanted an arena that I could put on display my skills, what I was capable of. And so I turned back to the sport of goalball, and it is a game that was designed specifically for people who are low vision or blind. It was designed specifically to help those people who were serving in World War II to have a game to do things like orientation, do things like spatial differentiation and recognition. And it also, of course, has one of the most intense competitive aspects of any sport I've ever participated in. And the great thing for me is just like this organization, when you go out there and you try to make a difference, there are other people who got your back. Mic trade. Let's see if this one's fun or anything. There's no money in it or anything, so that's too bad. Oh no, I'm just kidding. So, but I'll tell you this, and I do want to say to Donna, to Jeff, to all of you here tonight, thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm still up here just going, what the hell am I doing up here? This is awesome, right? The ACB world is listening. We're online. So sorry, man. I hope the jokes are okay. So, but the journey for me through college with a Braille and Speak. Right? Isn't that great? Is that great? My Braille and Speak is having speaker issues, and I honestly believe the only reason that I can't get it fixed is because it's the blind services version of the Walkman. I don't know if they're replacing them or anything anymore. Give me a new speaker. I know how to use this thing. I was talking about that Apex. I couldn't even find this stupid help menu. Yeah, it's not right. It's not quite like the Braille and Speak. Oh well, I'm in trouble. So, but the the journey for me as far as getting more comfortable with being a person who is blind and to learning a bit more about the good works of the organizations around in the United States began in 2005. I was actually on a dare made to read The Nature of Independence, which is a speech by Kenneth Jernigan. And to me, I was like, oh man. Well, let me tell you this first. It will set the tone for you a little bit. In 2001, I attended the National Convention for the American Council of the Blind. It was in Des Moines, Iowa. While I was there, the coolest thing for me while I was there was I did get to do a stand-up comedy routine for the National Association of Blind Students, which was really fun. It was really fun. And at that time, Randolph Shepherd, Vendors of America, yay! Right? They like this. Say, hey, this guy's kind of funny. He's got some spunk. Let's see if we'd like to perform at our dinner or something in the future. And I kind of lost the contact. So, but I did want to say, you know, here, if the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California need somebody to talk, you know, just ask somebody else. And if they don't show up, I'll do it.
Uh-oh.
I think, I don't know, am I being heckled? I'm being heckled. I appreciate it. It keeps me on my toes. But while I was at the convention, and I shared this actually in the first-timers meeting yesterday that I went to, that in 2001, I was kind of taken aback by how I came in as a, you know, at that time, 22-year-old, junior in college, and I didn't really feel much inclusion. I didn't feel much in the, hey, we're really glad you're here, thanks for coming, stick around kind of thing. And so I went away and I said, man, I've, you know, been involved in Goldball for about 8 years now, and I've never wanted anyone ever to feel that way. I want to make sure that if you come to the Access News program, to a Goldball venue, whatever the case may be, that we will find the value in you as a person and put it to use. And I think that's what this organization, as I've seen over the last day and a half, really does a very good job at. And so I commend all of you for that. I really do. So I do know, and Donna said, you know, don't poke fun, and I'm not going to, but I am going to share my story with you tonight. So as I'm sitting down to read this Nature of Independence speech, I said, oh man, I went to the ACB and that wasn't very fun. And I'm, you know, I lived in Michigan growing up. And so I was kind of brought up in this whole, you know, the NFB's crazy. Don't do it. You know, that kind of thing. And so I didn't know what exactly to do. So what the hell? I got dared. She's a pretty girl. I might as well. So I read the Nature of Independence speech. And I just want to tell you guys that what I read a speech was, I don't care if you use a guide dog or a cane. And I don't care if you use sighted guide or you walk independently. And I don't care if you cut your own meat or if you ask the people at the restaurant you're paying to cut it up for you. What I want is for individuals who are blind or low vision to realize that independence is about choice and opportunity. And this organization, as I've been learning over the last day and a half, is working for choice and opportunity in so many different consumer venues that I think, you know, Kenneth Jernigan, he's probably smiling. He has to be. This is awesome. This is awesome, right? Now, the other fun thing is here, as I've grown up, and I am honestly am not affiliated with these organizations, so everybody's like, you know, oh, the ACB, they ain't got no philosophy. They don't want to teach you how to be blind. They ain't going to do it. It's unbelievable. Well, then I sat in this general session last night, and I listened to Jeff Tom, and I listened to him say that we are the largest consumer advocacy group for the blind in the state. And I felt like, here they are, trying to make it simple. And I love it. I may not necessarily need a talking ATM. I don't need Braille on a drive-up ATM. So, what the hell? I mean, you know, it's there. Right? And that's true. Yeah, that's right. He needs it. He needs it, especially at night, after coming out of Best Buy. But thanks to the CCB efforts, probably, and the ACB efforts, and RSVA, I don't want to leave you out. I was having a hard time. Jeff will tell you, I asked about four times, said, what's that guy's name? I keep thinking it's Russell Simmons, but that's comedy, right? I think it's Russell Stover, but that's chocolate, right? And then I started thinking about macaroni and cheese, and that's stuffer as hell. Yeah, I love that. Man, that's people, man. They might start selling or something. No, but I got it. I was so pleased. I said, Randolph Shepherd, I was standing up here, and you guys didn't, know, but I give the fist pump. Like, yeah, I got it. So I remember these names, no notes. But I love that that the CCB and the ACB have allowed me, get this, this is so awesome. No, it's really awesome, but it is awesome. Share with me an ironic awesomeness. I was able to get a copy of my credit report on CD. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Once I gave my address to the crediting reporting agency, he's had like 7 repo men visit me in the following week. No, it really is fantastic for that to be a situation. And so I realized, wow, CCB, ACB, it's not a rival organization. It's not a, we're better than you because we have training centers in 5 different states, or we're not better than you, or we are better than you. I just sat there and listening to the accomplishments just in 2010, and it got me excited. It got me excited to be there last night, which got me excited to come here tonight, and being here tonight, getting a chance to come up here in front of you and do this and say these things that are just kind of flying out every once in a while. It's been really, really, it's really fantastic. I am so excited to be a part of this because this is necessary. This is important. And this changes and affects people's lives the same way in many instances that 6 weeks at a training center would have an effect on an individual. And I haven't had a chance to go to a training center for the NFB. I would love to, because I definitely have some skills as a blind person that could be worked on. But I also am glad here that you folks are making a difference and changing the scope of holding big companies responsible and saying, I'm not invisible. I'm not invisible. And that's really important, because sometimes when I'm standing on the street corner in Sacramento waiting for a bus and they just zoom past me, damn, I feel invisible. And it's, I don't know if you know, but it gets to like 105 degrees in this damn city. You're lucky that we didn't have like a May angry moment and give you guys some triple digits or something. It's known to happen around here. So, I will say this though, because I have been now to this convention, to the ACB convention in Iowa, and to a couple of the conventions in the NFB, and if there is a commonality, you guys love confusing ass hotels, let me tell you, because... Because there is probably a good opportunity I couldn't find my way from here to the outside of this building with every guide dog in the room. And because I'm me, I guarantee I would run into probably at least 5 potted plants on the way, on the journey. So I moved to Sacramento in 2008. I work for Society for the Blind in Sacramento, and they do extremely important work in the region here, trying to give people the choice to be productive and the opportunities to be independent. And what I always say, because we work with a lot of people who are just starting that journey with a diagnosis of degenerative eye condition, that we want to give them their hobbies back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's one thing if you can cut a steak or sweep a floor. I know that stuff's really important, but it starts with being able to go to your favorite, store, or that important church meeting, or just being able to put together a comprehensive grocery list, go to the store, interact with a personal shopper, and get your groceries purchased. You know, it's so many different things. And I love being a part of Society for the Blind, because you can see it in the clients that we have. You can see it in the outreaches that we do. Some people are unsure. They come in and they go through the process and they start to realize, hey, this is great. I can sew. I didn't know I was going to be able to do that. I can bake. I didn't know I was going to be able to do that. I can dial a phone. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do that.
And we take that stuff for granted. You know, we do it day in and day out. Somebody new along the road, man, you know, it's a big jump. I mean, I was 11 years old when I lost my sight. I was mad because I couldn't go to the NBA. You know, so it was a fun opportunity. The first month I worked at Society, I went out to a support group in Roseville. And I was talking with those folks, doing my little Access News spiel, talking about what we offer and how we offer it and when we offer it and how much it costs. And lady came up to me afterwards. She said, "I just want to let you know that I'm 73 years old, and thanks to Society for the Blind, I was able to finish my life the way I want to." I said, "Fantastic, right? That's right. That's what it's all about to me, you know." So I stand here before you. I paid $10 yesterday and got a name badge. I hope that means I'm a member. And I have to tell you that, unfortunately for all of you, I purchased 2 tickets to the sweepstakes. And I'm feeling like tonight is my lucky night. So it has to be, right? I mean, come on. At 7 o'clock, I was like, ah, damn, more McDonald's. No fancy dinner. And then I got to sit next to Jeff and Leslie and just be here in the energy of the room. And I'm really, really excited to be here. And I don't have, you know, anything ultra inspiring really to say to you, except for that every small victory that you can achieve individually is a great opportunity for the next person, for the next group, you know, for the next wave, whatever you prefer. I've had a lot of fun along this road. I've lived in Michigan and in Chicago, Illinois, and in Vancouver, Washington, which is a suburb of Portland. And now in Sacramento. And everywhere I've gone, I've had a chance to meet people who are low vision or blind. And I love to watch the different ways they get it done. And I love to encourage them to get it done. I mean, I think that's really important. Sometimes encouragement, you know, a little preaching doesn't help. It doesn't hurt all the time, you know. So, but to give you guys a bit of wisdom here. I was traveling in New Zealand, and we went to the Red Lion Brewery down there for a tour. And they don't have no ADA in New Zealand. Right? So I walked, oh, they do now. I've just been informed. Good job. They signed it 15 minutes ago. Yeah, I was eating beef, trying to cut it with a butter knife. So. No, you know what? You guys have taken me on a tangent here. I want to say, I've heard that there has been a couple of challenges with the hotel this weekend, as far as the convention is concerned. And we definitely always want to make sure things go without a hitch and completely smoothly. And we know how rare in a lot of cases that actually happens. But by applause, how many people in this room besides me and Jeff Tom sort of forgave the hotel some of their sins against us with that freaking dessert? It was a fantastic key lime pie with the crust that I just wanted to eat until tomorrow. So, but this is the first time that I've been in this place here with the California Council. I'm happy to be up here representing myself, representing the society, and out there in the world abroad, I guess representing what we're trying to accomplish as an organization. And I know that I probably could be funnier, but I'm just like, I'm over here going, man, I was just asked to do this at 7. So I really appreciate your good humor out there. That's important. Like, yeah, we're in the mood to laugh at something. Well, it's very very cool to say, after 32 years and 21 of those being totally blind, that my name is Joe Hamilton. I'm totally blind, but damn it, I'm proud of it. Thank you guys. Have a great night.
Wasn't that great, everybody? Actually, what he said earlier is, if you didn't like it, his name was Eric Mee, and if you liked it, it would be Joe Hamilton. But Leslie and I were going to make sure that he is a member, so we paid for his membership at large dues. So he's now a CCB member. Thank you, Joe, for stepping in.
Oh, well, you better come up and talk to him. All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Nicely done. Nicely done. There you go. That's right. Okay. All right. Now it's on to the sweepstakes. I got four tickets in there. Call my name.
Oh, yes, I will.
It's this is the for the fourth place prize. It's for the coffee pot. And who's a Keurig coffee pot? Adobe Liquors. They're the winner. They're the winner. I don't know what. I guess it's a store. Must be a store.
Yeah.
San Pablo, California.
Oh, that's the name of the winner. It's a store.
It's a store. Apparently, a store must have been willing to purchase. So, the store. Hey, well, they can make coffee in the liquor store. That'll be ideal. Get those drunks coming in there. Give them a cup of coffee. All right. These are how many?
Four
tickets to Knott's Berry Farm. Roger Hood.
Hey!
And he's, I bet, is he here?
Yes, Roger here.
Well, he's at the convention for sure.
Not in here.
Not in the room. Okay.
Yep. But he doesn't have
to. Oh, yeah.
He still gets it.
He still gets it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Nobody said he didn't.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Let's see who's going to get up in the air. Ida Mae Johnson.
Hey.
All right. Hey, hey. Sounds like she's well known.
Christmas present.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This is the $1,000 prize. Abby Schumann! Oh! The guy who... Way to go, Abby! Congratulations!
Right. Abby was way saying something. What did you say, Abby? Yay! He finally pronounced his name right, he said.
Yay! Fantastic.
Is that it? That's it? Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna thank everybody for giving me the letting be up here and be the MC, and I'm gonna hand the mic over to Donna.
All right, I want to thank everybody for coming tonight, and everybody, we need to follow Abby home because he has our $1,000. And thank you so much for coming. Now, I do believe that Resolutions is meeting tonight.
Yep.
As well, so they'll be in the boardroom. And I haven't heard anything from Melissa, so... we'll touch base later. Also, hospitality is open this evening, and that room is 1105. So come on over and pay a visit. There's lots of room, lots of good company, and Louis said that he'll treat everybody, I guess, I think. I thought that's what I heard him say. Anyway, thank you very, very much for this wonderful banquet, and we'll see you at the business meeting tomorrow.